Now, is this just something for them in the past? Or is it an example, a pattern of how we're supposed to live our life today? The scriptures make it clear that it's the latter of the two, that we too go through dark moments, sometimes just as bad as the apostles. And we too need to be reminded of the light at the end of the tunnel. And the scriptures show us just how we can prepare ourselves for this. Because notice, this doesn't happen at a random moment. Jesus makes a clear invitation for them to go up the mountain with him. And what happens on mountains in scripture? Well, let's take a look. First of all, if Jesus is any indication of how we should live, he prays on mountains frequently. Think of before or right after the feeding of the 5,000. Scripture tells us he made his disciples go into the boat, cross over to the other side of the lake, and after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. Before choosing the 12 apostles, Luke chapter 6. Now during those days, he went out on the mountain to pray and spent the night in prayer to God. And but right before his arrest, he goes to the Mount of Olives. Okay, mountain. Very clear in our Lord's life, the place to go and pray. Also, who's with Jesus on the mountain? Moses and Elijah. Where did they talk to God? Down in the valley? On the sea? No. Moses went up Mount Sinai. Elijah, Mount Horeb. And that's where they spoke to God. This image of going up a mountain is not just random. He took his disciples up there to pray with him. And Matthew doesn't say this like in the gospel we heard today. It just says he took them up the mountain. You know, we might think, well, maybe they're just going for a hike. You know, there's lots of mountains in the area. Good old bro time on a hike. No, Luke adds this detail in his gospel. If you read Luke's telling of this story, it says Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went up the mountain to pray. Okay, were the other apostles wrong? No, they just left that detail out of the story. It's very clear. What our Lord does is he picks a specific moment in their life when they are disposed to give them this grace. It's the time of prayer. And so, since the Lord still encourages us today, I tell you, if you need encouragement now, if you've ever needed it before, you're definitely going to need it again, then you have to pray. You want to receive it. And, like, pray well. You think Jesus just went up on the mountain with him and said, all right, guys, three Hail Marys, let's go. All right, good enough. No. They spent a long time in prayer. Jesus sometimes would pray all night long. If we want to be close to the Lord, like the apostles were, if we need encouragement and we want to receive it from him, he's calling us to cooperate with him. He's inviting us to come away, to go up the mountain. And that's when he most frequently gives us that grace. Sure, sometimes in our life, especially when we're immature in our faith, the Lord just lavishes us with his grace. And he gives us encouragement whether we actually ask for it or not. But as we mature, he expects us to do our part.